Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. My eyes glaze over when people argue over the medical use of marijuana because they're not always talking rationally. I can't help but think of the old adage, where there's smoke, there's fire.
And the debate is about to get hotter now that the Veterans Administration is allowing vets to use medical marijuana in states where it's legal.
What a lot of us don't realize is that marijuana has been used as a therapeutic since ancient times. Chinese traditional medicine has used cannabis to relieve pain since the 3rd century. It's also reflected in the historical records of ancient Greece, India, and the Islamic world.
In the Western world, marijuana was also commonly used as a pain reliever until aspirin came along in the early 20th century. Then, in 1937, the U.S. decided to ban the herb to prevent it from becoming a widely used recreational drug.
That didn't work so well. Today, marijuana is a popular recreational drug, and its medical use is growing. AIDS patients smoke it to control such symptoms as vomiting, insomnia, and weight loss. Others use it to help with glaucoma, movement disorders, and neurologic-based pain.
There are 5 compounds in marijuana that make it a therapeutic. The main one is tetrahydrocannabinol, which has psychoactive effects that help a person relax. It's mildly analgesic and has antioxidant activity. A second compound, cannabidiol, is used to treat convulsion, inflammation, anxiety, and nausea.
Another compound, beta-caryophyllene, has been shown to reduce tissue inflammation. And Sativex, an extract of cannabis, is used as an oral spray to treat multiple sclerosis.
Right now, medical marijuana is legal in 14 states plus the District of Columbia. In early 2011, New Jersey may be the 15th state to legalize medical marijuana. Judging by this trend, medical marijuana may continue its run in history.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch in Galveston, where biomedical discoveries are shaping the future of medicine. For much more on this and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.